Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
We got a party in the studio today.
Everybody's going to take turns today. And after me and Papa and Mommy, it's going to be Gigi and then Aunt Heather.
All right, well, let's get started then. Hello and welcome to the bonus content for Survivor JJC. My name is Colleen.
And my name's Bun Patty Bun.
And my name is Bun Patty Bun.
Whoa! It's a mommy sandwich today. I got two Bun Patty Buns.
Oh, okay.
Yay! And everybody's going to take turns on the microphone today, guys. Two people and three people right now, and two right now!
So what Zachary is referring to is we are having our Mother's Day gathering and at Casa de Glatfelter Studio Westeros. Queso de Glatfelter Studio Westeros. And we are, we've watched the challenges as a family, and we all made bets, picked our colors and our players to win.
I won both times.
Me and Papa won both times.
Zachary and Papa.
We are turn twitchers.
Yes, we are.
You are what?
We are turn twitchers.
Turn twitchers?
Turn twitchers?
Yeah.
All right.
What's that? What's a turn twitcher?
Means you win two times and then win. And then we do the podcast. Twin twitchers.
Twin podcasters? Like
no,
brothers?
No, twins.
Twins, okay.
They're like twinsies.
Oh, I got it now.
Twin twisters.
Yeah. All right, well, why don't we just say that you guys are the winners tonight because you correctly predicted. Somehow, magically, Papa was able to give you some good guidance.
Yes.
Yes, he must have consulted Biff's Sports Almanac and managed to come up with
Papa
the winning.
For remembering.
All right, let's talk about our survivor people.
Okay.
Mommy's first.
Okay. Let's talk about survivor. So the first challenge looked kind of hard, right? They were playing for pasta and shrimp. And
that was a tough one.
They had to have the balls. They had to throw the ball up and it had to slide down. They had to catch it. And then after they caught it, they had to go through the obstacle course, right? And then after that, they had to throw the balls to get to the top of the little doorway thing, right? Did that look easy or hard?
Hard.
It looked hard?
Yeah.
Did Julie keep falling?
Julie was green, and Zachary originally picked green.
Yeah.
And then you switched.
Papa was red in the first one.
Yes.
He was. But he was Devin's red, not Gavin red.
No.
Not at first.
Then I realized there was two reds.
Mommy, you talk about your color now.
I think I had to be blue because it was what was left. And that was Lauren, Division 1. You know, she did okay.
She did all right.
And now it's me and Papa. I was going for red with Papa. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what took Aurora so long to get under the sand, her sand out of the way?
Yeah.
But me and Papa won two times because we are twin twitchers.
We are twin twisters. Twisters.
Twin twisters, turn twisters, you know.
Easy enough to say.
All right, but then Gavin ended up winning and he got to go on the reward challenge with whoever he ended up picking. So that was fun. Zachary, before we move on to the second challenge, do you think that this was a challenge that you could have done good at, or do you think it was too hard for you?
It was too hard. Maybe Pop and Gigi can do that.
Yeah, what about Mommy? You think Mommy could do it?
Yes.
Do you think Daddy could do it?
No.
Papa and Gigi could do it. Mommy could do it, but Daddy doesn't.
Daddy can't do it. What about Alex? You think Alex could do it? Is he too short?
He can throw the ball up.
He could throw the ball up.
All right, guys, it's for the second challenge.
All right, well, now it's time to... It's not often that... I find that most of my podcasts end up with somebody else hurrying me along. So we are to the second challenge. It was the immunity challenge. And they had... All right, so the second challenge was the immunity challenge, and they had the slide puzzle pieces. They had to hit the gong, or slide the puzzle pieces down to hit the gong, and then they had to go across the balance beam while holding their pieces with two sticks at the end. That challenge looks super hard, right?
Yeah, super, super hard. Like, pick flowers out to go hard.
Yes.
Like what?
Picking flowers.
Picking flowers hard?
Yeah, it's so tight to there.
Yeah. So some people did good, some people didn't do so good. Who were you rooting for? You were rooting for red, and then Papa said we should root for green, right?
Yeah.
He insulted his sports almanac again.
What a shock that we were right both
times. This survival challenge is over now. Let's pick another one.
Okay, so Zachary.
Zach, your mommy's asking you a question.
Before you go, okay, so did you like that second challenge with the puzzle? Yeah? Do you think that you could have done it? Do you think that Papa and Gigi could have done it?
Yes, and Mommy, not Alex, not me.
What about Daddy?
No.
No.
All right.
Okay, one more question, okay, before we start to get going for here. All right, so this is the last, next week is the last week of Survivor. Who do you think is going to win the very last challenge that they have?
I don't know.
Do you think it's going to be Devin's? Do you think it's going to be...
Devin's!
You think it's going to be Devin's?
Yeah.
Okay, what about...
this is over now. We don't need...
Okay. All right, well, I guess that's about does it for this week's Survivor JJC bonus content. If you want to participate in feedback, you can email us survivorjjc@gmail.com. We record immediately following the end of the episode. We will see you after the finale episode, and you know Zachary is going to have some good content for you after the last challenge. So on that note, my name is Colleen... That's Bun Patty Bun, and that's other Bun
Patty Bun.
Another Bun Patty Bun. All right. On that note, bye, guys.